May only His word be spoken, only His word heard. Amen. Put on your new self from Colossians chapter 3. There was once a young man. He was bright. He was very ambitious. He knew how to work hard. He became an entrepreneur. Long hours, much sacrifice. He started a tech company. And after those 10 years, he succeeded. He became very, very wealthy. In the course of time, he met a young woman. Unlike him, she was very poor. But they fell in love, and after a while, he proposed. Of course, she accepted. And on their wedding day, they were united body and soul, and by law. As a legal union, all the riches of this man, all of his wealth, now became hers as well. She didn't earn this money. She might not have even deserved it, I don't know. But because she was united to this man, all of his wealth became hers. Now, in a perfect world, without prenups, without separations and divorce, with a marriage that endures and remains, it would remain this way for her until her death. She would be a wealthy woman. Of course, we don't live in a world like that, do we? I mean, we don't live in a world where fairy tale marriages continue on. But I use this picture, I use this image, this illustration to picture grace. As the Word tells us, we are believers, are united to Christ as like a marriage. We're joined to Jesus in like a marriage. All that Jesus Christ accomplished, all the riches of His grace, all the glory, all the righteousness comes to us. The mystery of every believer is that being united with Christ, our old self dies in the crucifixion of Jesus, and our new self arises from His resurrection. Everything Jesus has done for us legally becomes ours. The idea of being united with Christ is something the Apostle Paul also picks up. He pictures us being grafted into Christ. But what you have to know about that is when our text says that Christ is our life, it means that we're not just an add-on, that we were grafted into the very root of the plant. The very root of the life of Christ. So when the Father sees us, He sees all the beauty and goodness and glory of His Son, Jesus. When God sees you, He sees Jesus because you're not united with Him. Now the question we ought always be asking ourselves throughout our life is, who am I? Who am I truly? The answer should be, I'm a child of God. This is incredibly important because if you're not a child of God, now listen, if you're not a child of God, then you're a slave and an idolater. If Jesus is not your Savior and Lord, then sin and idolatry reign in your life, and that enslaves you. For there are only two ways to go, two categories of people in this world. There are people who have Christ as their life, and He reigns in them. Or you are people who are enslaved by sin, and sin reigns in your life. Most cannot see this, and most people would argue with me over this. They would say, first of all, what's this about slavery? I'm not a slave. And there's more than two categories of people in this world. And they would argue with me about this whole concept. And the truth is, they cannot see their enslavement. They're in ignorance about it. Because without Christ, life is slavery. Everyone has a God, either the one true God or the God of their own making. Everyone lives for something. Everyone gives themselves over to it, whatever it may be. People without Christ don't know that they're enslaved, but they most definitely are. They may have a desire for good things. Look at my life. I'm doing good. I'm morally good. I have a desire for good things in my life. But it becomes an inordinate desire. Inordinate. They have to have them, these things, whatever they are, or they can't live. That's the nature of idolatry. It is to take something, even a good thing, and make it an ultimate thing. Money isn't intrinsically evil or bad, is it? No, it isn't. It can be a very good thing. Yeah. But when it becomes the main thing in your life, when you can't live without it, if someone were to take it away from you or you lose it, and then you want to throw yourself off a bridge, then money has become your God. It has enslaved you. Sex is not a bad thing. But when it becomes the main thing in your life, when it leads you to sexual immorality, adultery, perversion, I mean, it reigns over you. Idolatry really underlies all sin. When you think about it, idolatry is behind all sin. Right? We have desires, evil desires, maybe good desires. Evil desires is epithumia. That word epi means an overwhelming, it's a multiplier of desire. We have an overwhelming desire, an enslaving one. So you have an epi anger. Well, what'd that be? You have a rage in your life, right? You have an epi desire for money. You're greedy. That's what it leads to. You have an epi desire to succeed. Well, there are all kinds of results here that are not good. One of them would be workaholism, right? You work all the time because you want to succeed. It's not a good thing. Or we have an epi desire to look good. Again, many results from this. I would suggest one of them are eating disorders, because you have a desire to look good. We have an epi desire to be in control. What does that result in? Anxiety and worry. The non-believer is controlled by their idols, dominated by their desires, steered away from God, and they are not free, despite all appearances to the contrary. And they're heading toward the wrath of God, the judgment. So who are you? Who are you? Do you have an ultimate thing in your life that really controls your life, that reigns in your life, other than the one true God? Please know, please don't go there. Don't be that person. Let Jesus Christ reign in your life. Be grafted into Christ. Receive the riches of His grace. And then remember who you are. A child of God. You're not enslaved. You're free. You know, when you read through the list of sins, in Colossians, when if you listen carefully to it, you can look at it again. By the way, like you go to Ephesians, there's a much greater list of sins, right? And you say, whoa. And it says, those who do these sins will not inherit eternal life. So if you look through the sins, let's take sexual immorality. That's not who you are. Now, you may have sinned sexually in your life, but that's not who you are. You're not a sexually immoral person. You're a child of God. And you're free of that. Or you might be you might see that sin greedy, but that's not who you are. Oh, you used money and possessions in a wrong way, but that's not who you are. You're a child of God, and you're free. An angry person. Oh, yeah, you've lost your temper in the past, but that's not who you are. That's not your identity, because you're a child of God, and you're free. You may have stolen something, but you're not a thief. That's not your identity. You put off the old self, you put to death that old self, and you put on the new self. And we now have the power to fight sin. We can destroy our idols. We can grind them up. We will not be enslaved by any passion or desire. And we are to live out of our new selves. See, I know how it goes. When you get down, because you become cognizant of a sin, maybe that's that sin, that besetting sin, the one you always keep going to and you promise, I won't do this again, I won't do this again, I won't do this again. This is how it is for people. This is the way life is, you know. You keep going back to that same sin, and you might say, I'm entrapped again. I'm entrapped. But we are in Christ, and we're not trapped. We're not trapped. We're free. I want to tell you what I do. I usually do it at night, usually right after I've repented of my sins, which, by the way, I recommend that you do that every day. You repent of your sins, because we're not proud of them, are we? Right? And then, after I've repented of my sins, like I said, it's usually at night, I do this. I say it out loud. I'm a child of God. I'm free. I'm in Christ. Isn't that a good idea? Right? I'm a child of God. I'm free. I'm in Christ. So what about you? Is that you? Is that who you are? Yes, that's who I am. My sins don't define me. God's grace defines me. So who are you? Are you a child of God? Do I hear it? I'm a child of God. Say it with me. I'm a child of God. Are you enslaved? No, you're not. You're free, right? Are you free? I heard it from here. How about this side? I'm free, right? Are you in Christ? Yes, I'm in Christ. Let me hear it. Let me hear it louder than that. Are you convinced? Are you a child of God? Are you free? Are you in Christ? Are you? All right. You know, I'm heavenly minded because that's where my Father lives. And my divine brother, Jesus, lives there too. And the Holy Spirit comes from there, and he comes to help me and remind me always, I am a child of God. I'm free, and I'm in Christ. Isn't that great? God has told us clearly we do not lack the spiritual resources to live out this life. You know, too many Christians still act like they're enslaved, and they have excuses. Well, I'm Italian, you know, and all Italians are hot-blooded. Or I'm stingy, and you got to know I'm Scotch-Irish, right? Or, what's another? I'm blunt, but my family has always been that way. It's an excuse. Because, you know, backgrounds of class and national origin and training and education, whatever, is set aside because we're united in Christ, and that's our identity. I'm a child of God. I'm free. I'm in Christ. That's who I am. Do I sin? Yes. Yes. But I fight sin now. We will put this to death, sin. We will remember our salvation was received, not achieved. You get that? Your salvation was received, not achieved. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit. We've been adopted into the family of God. Therefore, we have the power of God to put off things. We have the power to God to fight the sin that controls us. And what will we put on? It says, put on the new self. What will we put on? Well, if you go down in Colossians, beyond our text today, we will put on compassion. We will put on kindness. We will put on humility. We will put on meekness and patience, a forgiving spirit, a Christ-like attitude. And most of all, we will put on love. Love. Because we're children of God, and that's the children of God's values. That's God's values, to live like this. I'm a child of God. I'm free, and I'm in Christ. We are to live out the life that we've been given. Live out the life, because the life we were always supposed to live. In Jesus' name and to His glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's rise and let's rehearse our faith.